We will then clarify how motions of board members go forth, including the possible appointment of a board member as a secretary and possibly recording meetings. We will then present a communication policy for issuing board statements and end with discussing a revised statement. So, I would like to begin by discussing the draft of the minutes that was sent by Ms. Ward. And I think the main issue that we are talking about...
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would like to make a motion, please.
Yes, sir.
Before I do it, I want to hand it out to everyone so there's no concern as to exactly what it is. I've got enough for everybody sitting at this table. Madam Chair, I move that the minutes from the October 10th, 2024 meeting be approved as written with the following deletions and corrections made on page 4. On page 4, it states, "Still would like to amend the motion." Strike that completely. Below it, it says, "Moratorium on purchasing books for minors under 18 until the Attorney General makes a ruling as stated by the State Library." Strike that completely. In its place, put "still." The motion on the table still stands and has been seconded.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion?
I feel like I'm being gaslit. Ann and I, as soon as we walked out of here, Ann said, "What did we do? We just stopped buying books for kids indefinitely." And I said, "Well, I guess we'll have to just make it new business each time we have a meeting."
And I would like to say that we had multiple people taking notes, and in both of their recordings, their physical written recordings, what is in this is what they said.
That's a totally false statement.
You're saying I'm making false that what they wrote,
I'm saying it's a totally false statement that what was struck through was the correct wording. The correct wording was exactly what I said. The motion on the table still stands and it has been seconded.
And Tim, what I'm saying is that the two people who were tasked with taking notes copied down what's in our minutes here that you want struck.
I'm saying that is incorrect.
And I understand you're saying that's incorrect, but we had two people who are tasked with taking our minutes, and they wrote down what is in this draft, not what you were saying.
And to further verify the truth of the matter is, it says that I made a motion. Well, any motion, I already had a motion on the floor. Any amendment to the motion has to have a second. Where's the second? Where's the second?
Well, Getter seconded
the original.
Yes. An amended motion has to have a second. Where is it?
What I have to say there, go ahead, Mr. Robinson.
Just going to say, perhaps it would be better for you to continue to present what you were about to say.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that the draft minutes were what were recorded by the two people who were tasked with that. And that is what came into the minutes, and that is what the public statement was based on. What was taken by the two people sitting at our table, handwriting pages of everything that was written. And what you're saying isn't in their notes.
And there was no second for the amendment, right? And it, in order for it to have been amended and voted on, there had to have been a second. We voted on the original motion, even our second speaker here said that we voted on Tim's original motion. And the original motion had that language in it about the sexual content.
What I am saying is that it was a very heated discussion. When they have in here that Mr. Steele would like to attend the motion moratorium in quotes on purchasing books for minors under 18 until the Attorney General makes a ruling as stated by the library. And I believe in someone else that says, maybe the motion has been seconded, then it went to vote. And so what I'm saying to you is,
that the motion, the amended motion, had been seconded. Where is that?
And who said it?
And who said it?
It is not in our draft meeting notes that it was seconded.
That is correct.
However, what I want to say is that this is not a misconstruing of what was heard by the people in the room. What this is a technicality with our process that obviously needs to be fixed. And that is another reason why we are here. How we are going to make motions, because there were no paper copies handed out last time. You read, you had one copy. It was given to one of our people taking notes.
Wait just a minute. I had two copies. I read the motion, and then I handed it down to the note taker.
Correct.
Passed in front of everyone. And I have the second copy still in my notebook, identical to it.
Well, and I'm saying that maybe what we're doing tonight, what you did tonight, this should be our process.
Correct.
Because none of us had it in front of us as you read the motion. We were listening to you. They were taking notes. I mean, again, guys, she took, what is this, like 8 pages of handwritten notes for our meeting. She wasn't, they were both trying their best to capture everything that we said, everything we moved on, every question we had. They did a fantastic job. They worked really hard. And so what I'm saying is, I don't see a second in here. You're right. But we have some issues. We didn't have copies in front of us. We didn't have an audio recording happening, which we've not done before. Right? We don't actually have a person on the board who's the secretary. Nobody's ever wanted to be the secretary because it is a thankless job. Because who wants to write 10 pages of notes? So maybe there are things that we need to do to fix this. Because again, this isn't me twisting your words or them twisting your words. It is a process that is done by people who are trying their best. And I am happy for us to do things to make sure we shore up our policies. I think we all want that. Nobody wants their words to be twisted or said that they are misleading the public. Nobody wants that. You don't want that. I don't want that. We want to make sure we're doing what's right for our community. And if what we need to do is moving forward, we need to make sure that we bring hard copies of motions. We make sure that whoever on our board is the secretary clarifies and repeats it. The chair should do that too. I absolutely can do that. But for any motion, reread it, making sure that we're right. I think that's great. I think that's what we should be doing. I also think we should audio record ourselves.
because then it gives us a chance, and the public, who can't always be here, do appreciate that there's more than four people here tonight, right? But we want to make sure that they understand what we're saying as well. I have looked at Robert's rules, and again, that is not my purview, but I did see that if someone believes a motion has been misreported, that you can have someone from the majority move to reconsider the motion, amend it in the minutes, revote, and then what was intended is now in the minutes. Would anyone from the majority?
Well, there's a pending motion on the table to amend the minutes, which is the item being addressed. What you recited is a procedure that can be followed, absolutely.
Okay.
But this is an opportunity to review the minutes, and the motion's been made to amend them, which would constitute the action of the board if passed.
But the motion to reconsider would do the same thing.
A motion to reconsider would do the same thing. But right now there's a pending motion to amend the minutes.
So it's to me, it's 6-1 way, half dozen the other, right?
If point of order, there is a motion on the floor. It must be handled.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Let me reread the motion to make sure that we have it right. Thank you for providing me with a copy. Mr. Steele moves, I guess I could put that in your language, Joe, to moves that the minutes from October 10th, 2024 meeting be approved as written with the following deletions and corrections made on page 4. Remove, Steele would like to amend the motion. Remove, quotation mark, moratorium on purchasing books for minors under 18 until the Attorney General makes a ruling as stated by the State Library. End quote. Insert, Steele, the motion on the table still stands and has been seconded.
Correct.
That is correct. So at this time, we will take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
We have 4. All opposed?
Nay.
Nay. We have 3. The motion passes with a vote of 4-3. Do you
need
to say which way?
No, I only have
4. Okay. Those in favor were Herring, Steele, Gettert, and Piney. Those opposed were Michael, Robinson, and Lee. All right.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I also would like to call attention to the last page, and it's just a matter of wording. The second bullet. Herring, let's remove funding to give us time to see what the state is doing. What I actually said was let's remove the statement on funding. That had to do with the ALA second one that we dealt with. So I just, not that I wanted to remove funding, I wanted to remove the statement that we had on not funding various ALA events and services or things like that.
What page is that on?
Back page. And it's the second bullet.
So you're saying,
page.
Instead of saying let's remove funding, let's remove
the statement on funding.
Statement on funding. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move. No, I think that's fair. I mean,
it's not a motion. It's just correct.
Yes, why do you make it as a motion?
No, I was asking. I'm sorry. I'm sure.
No, I think it's just a correction.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to item B, clarifying motions of board members, including the appointment of a board member, a secretary, and possibly reporting meetings. I think in our previous discussion, I made my points.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
May I make a motion, please?
You certainly can, Mr. Gettert.
Again.
Oh, good. You brought us copies.
Just one copy for everybody going down. Madam Chair? I move that Carol Herring be nominated as Secretary of the Board, and as per the bylaws, she be designated to prepare minutes for the Board's approval, and that the Library Director be delegated the responsibility of audio recording the minutes of the meetings going forward. A copy of this audio recording will be mailed or sent to the Secretary within 24 hours of the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, wait, you said recording of the minutes of the meeting. You mean just recording the meeting, like it said?
Pardon me, the reporting.
Okay. Do you have a second?
I didn't read it correctly here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
It's as written, please.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion? Yeah, discussion. All right. So one thing, and I'm not saying I am opposed to recording your minutes. I actually think that would help us a lot and the public as well. But we have not done that before because if we record it, we also have to post it on our website, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I mean, you need to maintain it, whether it needs to be posted on the website or not. I can report back to the board on that. But you certainly need to house it and keep it intact.
Can you email a file that large? I mean, is
or is that even, is that emailing the board
member? I don't know the capacity, but that would certainly be something
I'm not sure you can do that.
You can put it in Google Drive, as like a Dropbox Google Drive thing. Our web team believes it's possible to put it on the website. I still got to confer it with them. I do have two questions, though. Who seconded Mr. Steele's original motion? I don't know if I captured that.
Mr. Getter.
Mr. Getter. That's right, I'm trying to.
Can I also, let's start first because I have a question.
I wanted to know if Ms. Kara Herring had experience in taking notes.
I am right now secretary for another organization, and I am required to take minutes as part of my responsibilities.
Okay.
I may find out that 8 to 10 pages of handwritten notes, I will understand why nobody's volunteered for this.
As a point of order, if you have concerns that it might not be capacity to post the link to the audio recording online, mm-hmm. is that an issue as well?
Well, I don't know that we're necessarily worried about it going on the library's website. I think we're worried about
emailing.
Well, because that's in the motion that it says a copy of the audio recording will be emailed to the secretary within 24 hours.
Yes, understood. And I do share your concern that the capacity might not be large enough. But in addition, you voiced a concern about the necessity to post them online if you start recording them.
Correct.
Is there a concern with that there not being enough capacity for that action if required?
No, it is not. It is not about the capacity of the website.
Just the necessity.
It's just the necessity of it. Could we modify the wording of this instead of saying a copy of the audio recording will be emailed? Could we say a copy of the audio recording will be made available? You know, and then that could be.
So it's
We'll have to clarify and we haven't voted yet.
I know, I'm just trying to get it down to what you're saying.
Yes, sir. So I have said that to remove the word emailed, and then it will then say a copy of the audio recording will be made available to the secretary within 24 hours of the last meeting. Is that, I'm just also.
Yes, sir. Would the move be willing to amend that, Mr. Gattis?
Yeah, I'm just getting the word. I think just the changing the word email to provide it.
Yes.
We'll answer the question. So let's have some, when the discussion ends, I'll amend my motion.
Well, you can vote on the amended motion if the person who gave the second would amend. Was that Mr. Steele?
Yes.
Would you accept that amendment?
I do accept that. I second that. Yes.
Yeah. I accept that.
There's a friendly amendment, so that motion is before the board.
Okay.
Your
So now we just need to make a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I don't know who is, and those opposed? It passes unanimously. No, welcome to the secretaryship. It does not say, it says, it doesn't say recordings happen. Now it says going forward. So, next meeting. I do have a question about motions. Because I know that Mr. Gettard and I talked about this. And so, Mr. Kendry, if you could clarify for us. If we make a motion, and it is voted on, and it passes, is it therefore in effect? Like, is she now going to be our secretary? Or do we have to wait until the next month when we go through the minutes for it to be considered in effect.
Yes, I mean, that would be a practice for the board on that particular. I think at the next meeting, she's considered the basically unanimous vote. She could start acting as secretary.
And I think what I'm really kind of referred to is like the moratorium. So that deals with operations.
Yes. So technically, under the law, your minutes are the detail and record of your meetings.
Correct.
So their value is very important, so they don't become effective until approved, and then they can be relied upon.
Okay.
In the interim, they're simply draft or pending.
Correct.
And so, to your point, they're valid once approved and at the meeting where they are voted upon.
Okay. So I guess I need some more clarification. So like that moratorium was not actually in place.
Right.
After the last meeting.
Right. Okay. Because I believe the movement made a request that it was his motion was not characterized correctly, and that's been amended here.
Yes.
So
yep.
It would always be prudent to wait until they're approved.
Approved. Okay.
But
before anything is in action.
Depending on that issue before the board, I want to make a general hard and fast rule that you can't act upon a motion after it's made. But in cases where there's questions on wordings of motions and their effect prospectively, you should wait until they're seconded. All right, excuse me, until they're approved.
All right. So we have done. All right, so Mr. Steele, you had emailed that you would like to present communication policy.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion, please.
Okay, do you have a pop paper?
I do indeed. I see one little mistake, but we'll get to it real shortly. Madam Chair, I move that this board adopt the resolution and policy on public statements, which I have circulated a copy to each member, and make it part of this motion.
Can we have a minute to read it?
I was going to read it to you.
Oh, okay.
Whereas, on the evening of October 10th, 2024, the majority of the York County Library Board of Trustees approved action to place a moratorium on the purchase of any sexual materials for minors under the age of 18 until further clarification is made from the Attorney General regarding South Carolina State Proviso 27.1. And whereas, the very next day, October 11, 2024, the chair of the Library Board issued an unauthorized public statement purportedly issued on behalf of the York County Library Board of Trustees, which statement was posted by the chair of the board to the official York County Library website and otherwise circulated through an official press release, all of which postings, circulation, and dissemination shall hereinafter be referred to as the statement. Without sufficient prior notice to the board or discussion or consultation with the full board and without the authorization of the board, and whereas under section 1 of article 2 of the YCL bylaws, the chair's duties are specifically delineated and limited such that specific direction by board must be obtained before any actions be taken by the chair other than those delineated, and whereas no board direction was sought or given regarding the issuance of, should be an of right there, this statement, and whereas the statement inaccurately represents the board's action, and whereas the chair of the board was not authorized by the board's majority to make any such statement and exceeded her authority granted per Section 3 of Article 2 of the YCL bylaws, and whereas At the time statement was made, draft minutes of the October 10, 2024 meeting were not available, nor were they approved by a majority vote of the board as required by parliamentary procedure, and no opportunity for correction of the minutes was given to the full board prior to the chair's unauthorized unilateral statement, and whereas the unauthorized statement has caused unnecessary confusion and consternation among the library's constituents, now therefore be it resolved that going forward, no information regarding the policy or actions of the YCL shall be posted to the official YCL website or otherwise published or disseminated or issued without the express approval of the majority of the board, and be it further resolved that no public statement without the express approval of the board be made by any officer or trustee of the board in the officer's or trustee's capacity as an officer or trustee using one's title or other language implying or suggesting that the statement is connected to the YCL, it being understood that any officer or trustees may make public statements in his or her private capacity as a citizen without mentioning one's role with the YCL to avoid confusion. And be it further resolved that this resolution and any amendments hereto be entered verbatim into the minutes of the board.
Second.
Discussion. Yes. Okay, so I'll start since I've mentioned several times throughout this. The way that the board has worked in the past is the chair has worked with the director when there has been a need for a public statement. Both the director and I were under the impression, based off of our minutes, that the moratorium was on any books and that it was to take effect immediately. The concern was over operations. The concern was over transparency. The concern was over timeliness. The director believed that the motion and the vote meant that books were not to be purchased anymore. As a public entity, the goal is to give the public the information. The statement that I crafted with the director's help, looking at the minutes and the notes, that then was reviewed by the director and her team and presented to the public, was what was recorded. Now, I understand that we have made a motion, we have seconded, we have amended it. The library doesn't have to do this very often. Thank goodness, right? So in the past, the chair works with the director, makes the public statement. It has not had to be run by the board because there are seven people, some of which don't like to answer their text messages. And so it's very hard to get seven people to agree on wording. And I'm not saying that we can't do it. I'm just saying that's not how it's been done. And so that is not how I did it. And I understand that you're making a motion to change that, as is your right. And we're going to vote on it in just a moment. But there was no ill intent. There was no one here deliberately trying to mislead the public, hurt the people, or make anyone look bad. It was about transparency. It's about informing the public because we are a public board.
I agree with your statement. We are a public board. We do need to know. But as a courtesy, as a group that work together, are supposed to work together and speak together as one voice, we didn't even have 24 hours to look at that. And we know that it wasn't going to go into effect until the board minutes were approved. And that they weren't going to buy books over the library, over the weekend, excuse me. It just could have been handled better. I'm not saying anybody was doing this in any way to cause a problem or anything, but I'm just saying for future reference.
When I'm saying that, I think that's what this mission is. And,
right.
But now I will say, the director believes that it was going into effect that Friday morning.
Okay.
So that is the next day. And if that's when it's happening, under the impression that that's when it happened, correct me if I'm wrong, that's what I'm talking about, then we need to tell the public.
We do, but I think they weren't going to be ordering books over the weekend. We could have given the board 24 hours to just look at it, and maybe it not made such a, made everybody so upset.
We could also, in motions, put when we want something, you know, like, in effect on Monday, or whatever we choose, or, and we can also put ending dates. Things don't have to be indefinite, right? So I think what we're all saying is that this is a learning curve for the people who are volunteering to be on this board, who are, again, doing this because they care about their community. And I believe that's true for every one of us. We are here because we care about our community. No one is intentionally misleading anyone. We are working to provide you with the best information at our disposal because, again, people are working really hard.
I do have one question, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
If that statement, all you said is correct, immediately after I saw the statement you were going to put out, I sent you an email. As soon as I saw it, it was maybe 4 hours later, saying this was incorrect. But was it taken down until we had a chance to have this meeting? No, it was left up, and I think it is still up right now. All this time since Friday, all the way back around till now, the whole community has been in an uproar because of that statement. And it's not right because I sent you an email that everybody got stating that that was incorrect and it needed to be corrected. It did not happen, and the same statement is still up.
Did you want to ask? Is there any further discussion?
Well, I think this is really long. Like, I kind of lost my train of thought. Could we shorten it down to now thereof, be it resolved? I mean, that's pretty much the gist. It's just a lot, and grammatically, I was having a hard time. I just think it's a lot.
Well, and if it's a policy, it's going to go into the bylaws? Is that where this is going?
Wherever it needs to go.
Okay. Well, I guess then we need to figure that out then. Is this a bylaw change about the roles of the officers?
Maybe a clarification of the
officers, but
not a change.
So
it says what that is.
Maybe we could just shorten it to say that there would be public.
So scratch up until where it says no information regarding that. Is that what you're saying? No information regarding the policy or actions, and then keep the rest?
I was just thinking we could just make a statement that said that, you know, public statements would be made after.
I am not willing
to change my amendment, my motion, excuse me. I do not want to change my original motion.
So you want all of this recorded in the bylaws? Mm-hmm. We can't shorten it?
I want this in the minutes, but the specifics we can certainly put in the bylaw, but I want the full statement in our minutes.
Okay, so all this up here is in the minutes, and then where does the policy begin?
We will let the policy committee decide that.
Okay, so you are deferring the language of the policy to the policy committee.
Yes.
Can we not do that? Can we not just do that tonight? I mean, that's a lot. We already have a lot to do, and we're all together, and
you would need to amend your motion to say that.
I will amend the motion to say that I want it stated exactly as is, the original motion in the minutes, and we will refer to the policy committee to change the bylaws where they need to be changed per this motion.
Okay, Okay, we don't have that on paper, so I'm going to need you to say that again. We're all having to handwrite it, which now we see is an issue. Can you say it again?
I would like this full motion to be in the minutes. But I would also like for this motion to go to the policy committee for review to change the bylaws where they need to change in order to incorporate this original motion.
Did you get that, Roger?
No, I stop it. So I have, would like this full motion to be put in the minutes, but would also like the full motion to go to the policy committee where they can change the bylaws. Is that what you're saying?
Where they can incorporate it into the bylaws where needed.
Dr. Hess, will you read it one more time for us, please? Let's be very clear.
Yep. Give me a second. I have lots of typos.
That's okay.
But I can't read it always. Would like this full motion to be in the minutes, but would also like the full motion to go to the policy committee where they can incorporate it into the bylaws.
For review, if needed. Yes.
The substance of the motion.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy.
Now that it's been amended, do we need another second?
Yes, please.
Second, I did second it.
Okay. The amendment?
Yes, I did amend it.
Yes,
I seconded the amendment.
All in favor?
Madam Chair, point of order. Are we voting on the amendment or are we voting on the full motion as amended? Normally you vote on the amendment first.
Let's do that out of an abundance of caution. Let's move on a vote on the motion on the amendment and then vote on the main motion as amended if it passes.
All right, so let's vote on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. 4-3 was Herring, Steele, Scattered, Cintrini, and today for Michael Robinson and Betty. All right, and let's move now to the vote on the amended motion.
Main motion as amended.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Nay. And it was Herring, Steele, Scattered, Cintrini, and Michael Robinson, Witte. All right, our last item for discussion of the moratorium is a revised statement.
And I have a printed copy that I will pass around. I think there should be enough dealing with public correction of the record of the October 10th, 2024. It is larger font, but it is a little bit longer than the previous. I move to present the public correction of the record of the October 10th, 2024 meeting for the document that you have in your hands.
Yes.
And again, I will read it. Whereas, on the evening of October 10, 2024, the York County Library Board of Trustees passed a resolution regarding South Carolina State Proviso 27.1, and whereas the very next day, October 11, 2024, an unauthorized public statement purportedly issued on behalf of the York County Library Board of Trustees was posted to the official York County Library website, emailed to people not on the board, and otherwise circulated, including through an official press release, all of which postings, emails, circulation, and dissemination shall hereinafter be referred to as a statement, without sufficient prior notice to the board, or discussion, or consultation with the full board, and without the authorization of the board. And whereas, under Section 1 of Article 2 of the York County Library bylaws, the chair's duties are specifically delineated and limited such that specific direction by a board must be obtained before any actions be taken by the chair other than those delineated. And whereas no board direction was sought or given regarding the issuance of any public statement, including the statement, and whereas the author and mover of the resolution, which was the subject, the statement, and all of those voting in favor of the said resolution, believe the statement inaccurately represents the said resolution, and whereas neither the author and mover of the resolution nor any other board member was given the opportunity to correct the inaccuracy because prior to the posting of the statement, no draft minutes of the meeting were distributed to the board as required by Section 3 of Article 2 of the York County Library bylaws, and whereas draft minutes of the October 10th, 2024 meeting had not been approved by a majority vote of the board as required by parliamentary procedure, and no opportunity for correction of the minutes had been given to the full board. And whereas the unauthorized statement has caused unnecessary confusion and consternation among the library constituents, now therefore be it resolved that the unauthorized statement be immediately retracted by a prompt notice to all places in which it was posted, circulated, or published, including but not limited to the official website, social media postings, and to any person or entity to which a press release was sent, and be it further resolved that a verbatim copy of this resolution be disseminated along with the retraction, and be it further resolved that the retraction read as follows. A statement purportedly issued on behalf of the York County Library Board of Trustees was disseminated without authorization or appropriate approval and was inaccurate as explained in the attached resolution. A corrected statement approved by the board will follow shortly. And be it further resolved that a corrected statement, whose exact wording shall have been approved in advance by the board, be disseminated within 24 hours of board approval to all places in which it was posted, circulated, or published, including but not limited to the official website, social media posting, and to any person or entity to which a press release was sent. And be it further resolved, along with the corrected statement, a statement of apology by the person issuing the unauthorized statement be disseminated to all places in which it was posted, circulated, or published, including but not limited to the official website, social media posting, and to any person or entity to which a press release was sent. And be it further resolved that the chair is rebuked and censured for acting ultra vires, and be it further resolved that this resolution and any amendments hereto be entered verbatim into the minutes of the board.
I second.
Thank you. I would like to have some discussion. In the second paragraph where it says emailed to people not on the board,
that's because Susan asked about this. My naming system on my computer names the board's email something. It's not a person. It's our board email. I think that's what they're referring to.
So the person's name that we saw is not a person.
No, it's just a board email, and I couldn't change the naming mechanism. That's it. It's not a person. Are we willing to scratch that? Because it wasn't emailed to anybody except the board.
So that is in the second paragraph, you're referring to all of which postings, emails.
It says posted to the official York County Library YCL website, email to people not on the board.
Okay, so that can be scribbled.
I also want to talk about the part where you're asking me to make an apology for, and I believe, Susan, you helped solidify this, that this was not an intentional misleading of the public. This was a public statement was requested. The minutes were examined. The motion that was in the minutes before our change tonight was what was worked through with the director because she believed, and I believed, that it was an immediate effect.
Madam Chair,
yes, sir.
I would like to reiterate one thing. I sent you an email 4 hours after you sent this out. requesting you to correct it, telling you it was incorrect. It is still up to this day, which has caused a lot of consternation amongst the entire York County, and it has spread even beyond into North Carolina and across our state.
The minutes reflected the public statement. I understand that you said it wasn't correct. And like I said earlier, it is what the official note takers recorded.
Well, me being a member of the board, you should have at least given me the opportunity, us as a board, to get together and hash this out before publishing it, and there again, leaving it up all the way back around to now since last Friday.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Who requested a public posting?
A statement from the board. I did.
Who did?
I did. Requested a statement from the board. Okay. And we followed protocol that had been in place as long as, you've been on the board the longest.
Since I've been here.
And that is the process.
That is the way we've always done it.
The chair and the director review the recorded minutes and make the statement based off of this.
How often do you have to do that?
Not very much.
Not very much. Last year was last time. And before that, it was probably 2 years before that.
So I understand, Mr. Steele, how you were feeling, but it was not an intentional disregard of you. It was following the protocols and procedures that the board had been using for years.
Then, Madam Chair, I still have to reiterate, it is still on the website.
We'll get it down.
It has not been taken down. Now is a little late, but that's okay.
The person we've been able to meet about it.
I would
like to take out the part where she has to have an apology, where she is rebuked and censored.
Can the public speak?
No.
This is disgraceful. This is a personal attack on a human being that has volunteered her time.
Yes.
This is disgraceful.
No. Why didn't she take the posting down on Friday when she knew it was wrong?
Okay. All right.
No idea what you're talking about.
Madam Chair, you need to take control.
Take control of the case.
You are a fool.
All right, you boy.
The biggest I've ever seen.
I think that we are working through some processes as a board, and we've got some great things in place. Bringing paper copies of what you want to say, that's a great place to start. I don't think it's necessary to have me make an apology when I was acting in good faith of the protocols we had in place. We are changing those protocols.
I think this has gotten a little too personal. I want to believe with all my heart that no one did anything in a way to cause this mess. And I do have a problem with the censure, the apology, and that I think it's, I'm sorry, I think it's a little overkill. I can't support it.
I think
we need to change this. I'd like to take those out.
So we can amend by removing that. Resolved that the chair is rebuked and censured.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
And the apology.
That amendment. Will you be placing something else on the website explaining And that...
That's what we're here to do.
And that in itself might be a way to explain it was a misunderstanding, but that's subject to, you will supply that for the board. We'll see that before it's posted.
Yes. I will craft something and send it to the board. Well, hold on. We have to vote on this first.
Well, we have it. If I am making that amendment, the chair is rebuked and censured for acting ultra vires, then that needs to be seconded if I am amending that.
Just that little piece? Mm-hmm. So we're not taking out the apology?
Well, and I think the apology works with what you were talking about posting. It wouldn't be, I'm sorry.
Well, then we take out the statement of apology. Just say the corrected statement will be disseminated.
Of correction.
Statement, okay. I think, so you wanted to say instead of along with the corrected statement, you wanted to say a statement of correction.
A statement of explanation, perhaps, okay. With that.
All right, so resolved along with...
The corrected statement, a statement of explanation by the person issuing the unauthorized statement. Is that, everybody get that? And then take out, resolved that the chair is rebuked and censured. Take out that entirely.
A second.
I think we need to repeat it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Take out, simply change.
Just the statement of apology to a statement of explanation.
Explanation. Change that word to explanation. Take out the entire line, resolve that the chair is rebuked and censured, down through, and be it further. That entire, those two lines.
I got it.
And I did have a second for that amendment.
Yes.
My second.
Any further discussion? Do we have a, can we vote on the amendments first and then the?
Yes.
Can we take a vote on the amendments to the public correction of the record for the October 10th, 2024 meeting? Those in favor?
I'm sorry, what are we voting on?
We're voting on the edits.
The edit. Okay. Explanation, not apology.
Explanation and then taking out the line of the chair's report.
Well, and also the email to the people, not only
right, right. On the, yeah. The, that part on the first well. Second.
That's okay. On paragraph two, no,
yes.
Two.
Yeah, the second whereas.
Email to people not on the boards, yeah. Right through those, that wording.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Charles, you're going to vote?
Yeah.
All right.
4-3.
Yeah. All right. And now we need to vote on the motion to make a public correction of the record of October 10th, 2024 meeting as amended. Those in favor? Those opposed? It passes 4-3. The next item on our agenda is an executive session. Are there any items for executive session?
Because if necessary, I don't have any numbers.
There is no need for executive session. We have gone over our hour, so we do need to have a motion to adjourn.
So
second. And it is seconded. All in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.